What makes one song sound like another? Sometimes it's coincidence, sometimes it's plagiarism, and sometimes it's deliberate craftsmanship, building a song piece by piece from distinct styles of music. All that can make it hard to place a tune in a genre. Case in point, reporter Ryan Kyloth asked some self-styled music nerds to identify this song.
Parquet Courts? It's either them or Pavement.
Smashing Pumpkins?
I always play that riff for friends, and they think it's by Yeah Yeah Yeahs. But I go, no, it's Kelly Clarkson. Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so
moving on, yeah, yeah. That was Travis Bubenick, Sarah Melanson, and with the winning answer, Eric Mennel. Since You've Been Gone was on Kelly Clarkson's album Breakaway, which just turned 10. Now, you'd think a couple of music nerds would recognize this one. Kelly Clarkson's not exactly an underground artist. But Since You've Been Gone borrows a lot from the underground, and from other strains of music, too. To learn why, let's dig some records out. Backstreet's back, all right. It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. I think I did it again. I made you believe. Britney Spears, NSYNC, and the Backstreet Boys. All those songs were hits, and they all share musical DNA in Swedish producer Max Martin. Martin had teen pop on lock in the late 90s. Then, the music industry began looking for a new pop sound. In true millennial fashion, they found it on a reality show.
The winner of American Idol 2002 is Kelly Clarkson.
Clarkson spent a few years finding her new sound, and Martin did too. Then they found each other. The producer is famously press shy and didn't respond to our interview request. But he told Billboard magazine in 2010 that Since You've Been Gone was his comeback song.
Max Martin found a way to graft the pop sound that he had perfected with artists like Britney and Backstreet to almost an indie rock vibe.
Chris Melanfi is a pop critic for Pitchfork, Billboard, NPR Music, and others. I asked him to map this out for me.
To me, the opening guitar is almost the most indie rock thing about the song. Then the beat comes in. And it's a very blippy digital beat. So that digital beat signals to you, oh, okay, wait a minute. This is a pop song. Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. And then Clarkson's voice comes in. It's a clearly very talented, big-voiced singer restraining herself. If that's not an R&B/soul thing, I don't know what is. Okay, wait for it. Wait for it. She's going to blow, but not yet. Wait for it. You know, on the song, Kelly Clarkson belts like Mariah. It's obviously got the bones of a rock song. It's got emo in it, kind of buried deep in the mix. But then the hook is pure pop. Since you've been gone, how can I put it? It's a Frankenstein's monster. It's kind of an amalgam of everything that had been on the radio, all melded together into one song. Since you've been
gone. I think what's interesting about Since You've Been Gone is the way that before that, by and large, so-called mainstream pop music was easily identifiable as something that you weren't down with.
This is Graham Wright, keyboardist for the band Tokyo Police Club. They're big for indie rock. They played Letterman and Coachella. In 2011, they did an album of covers, including Clarkson's hit.
And if you knew it was Kelly Clarkson right away, you might go, oh, well, I don't care for her. She doesn't even write her own songs. But because it took 20 seconds to actually figure that out, by the time you sort of had that reaction, it was too late. The music had already cut straight to your heart.
Fans of Tokyo Police Club loved their version. But not all pop hits are created equally. The same album featured a cover of Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And the band's indie fans scoffed.
And thus the cycle continues.
For NPR News, I'm Ryan Kyloth. So I put my hands up to play my song. I know I'm gonna be